And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 11th of May, 2015, the birthday of Irving Berlin, born Israel Balin in Tumen, Russia, 1888. His father was a Jewish cantor, died when the boy was 8 years old. So the boy had to leave school, go to work, help support the family, sold newspapers, sang on the streets for handouts. He became a singing waiter in Chinatown. Published his first song 1907, first big success 1911, Alexander's Ragtime Band. And less than a decade later, he was writing complete musical scores and reviews, Broadway shows. Though he never learned to read or write music, only could compose in the key of F sharp. Nonetheless, he wrote Putting on the Ritz, and There's No Business Like Show Business, and God Bless America, and White Christmas. Fell in love with a debutante named Ellen Mackey in 1925. Her father disapproved, sent her off to Europe so she would forget this guy, but he wrote romantic ballads for her, like Always, and dedicated them to her, and she heard them on the radio. She came back to New York. They were married and stayed married for 62 years until she died in 1988. It's the birthday of the writer Mari Sandoz, born near Hay Springs, Nebraska, 1896. Her parents, immigrants. She spoke Swiss German, didn't know a word of English until she went off to school. But she taught herself English in the evenings. Finished eighth grade, she went off and became a teacher in a rural school. Ended up in an abusive marriage, got out of that, moved to Lincoln, where she took courses at the University of Nebraska. And then she heard that her father was dying, and she went back home to see him, though he had been very abusive to her in her childhood. His last wish was that she write the story of his life, and she did. It was called Old Jewels. It was published in 1935, became a Book of the Month Club selection, and it sold so well that she was able to support herself as a writer. She went on to write Crazy Horse, The Strange Man of the Oglalas, The Story Catcher, and many other books. And it was on this day in the year 868 A.D. that the Diamond Sutra was printed, the world's oldest book bearing a specific date of publication, a collection of Buddhist teachings printed with wood blocks on seven strips of paper that together form a scroll about 16 feet long. Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall entitled Mothers and Daughters. When I was a child, my mother and I traveled the long miles to see her mother once a year. That hillside farm was mostly gravel. The kitchen smelled like a churn. Guineas and chickens strutted the porch. When we left, my grandmother would stand in her garden and wave. I'd watch her a long time, leaning out the window of the car. My mother would say little on the way home, her eyes now and then filling with tears. Perhaps she was thinking of that garden, the one she tried to replicate year after year, every last pole bean and zinnia, the one she left to me. Mothers and Daughters by Joe McDougall from In the Home of the Famous Dead, published by the University of Kansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.